Really grateful and be honored to be here, deliver the God's message. Bible have a good saying, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by God's Holy Spirit. Today we keep talking about this subject related to how to be spiritual. Today's aim is a spiritual prophet. Spiritual prophet. We know we live with a purpose. Our purpose and the goal God set up is we are going to live as a witness. A living witness to proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. And we do know there are hundreds, if not millions, of the lost souls that need to be saved. And recently, our mission trip, the whole team is really delegated for that purpose. They're difficult. Water, bottom up, water coming down. But this, right, should not quench the fire that God had burned from there within. And that's why they still so delicate to living up and fight for the task God had assigned to them. I'm so glad that most of them are with us today. It's not an easy task at all. We do know they offer themselves to Jesus first. And with all the blessing and power, they're able to receive it back and be the vessel distributed to all those people is truly in need. And that's really echo our life should be, is. That is what we call it, spiritual ministry. We say the key number one, you have to report to Jesus first. You have to know who you serve. And we know during the ministry, there are always some challenge and some stress and some really depressing moment. We have to constantly go back to Jesus to be refreshed. And no matter how good it is, from time to time, we have to expect more challenge coming up, because Jesus said very clear, if you receive more, then you will be demanding more. But the key is we are just the vessel standing between to connect the earth to the heaven, bring the darkness right to be shined with light. And if we faithfully carry it out, then we can truly experience the fullness to serving God. And that's why the request is for every brother and sister. You have to live to express. You have to live to spread your spiritual faith in the name of Jesus. So today we are coming from different angle, aiming the same things. Deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow Jesus. But the focus supposed to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. We will approach the topic from five angles as well, recognizing, responding, positioning, transforming, and concluding. We'll look at from this different five direction, right? Upon the passage delivered by Jesus himself. So the passage is located at Luke chapter 9, verse 18 to 26. 18 to 26, you can either read your own version of Bible or you can look up and follow the scripture. So there was a time Jesus was praying in private and all the disciples were with him. Then he raised up and asked a crucial question to the disciple, who did the crowd say who I am? So some people say that it's the John the Baptist. Some people say it is the Elijah. Some people say it could be the prophet who died long ago, but now raised to life. But Jesus did not stop there. He kept asking, how about you? How about you? Who do you think I am? Peter, with the million-dollar answer, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the anointing one. Then it continued. Jesus said, all right, that's good. Keep it in secret. Not yet to disclose it. But Son of Man must suffer. Son of Man must be rejected. Son of Man will be killed. But on the third day, will be raised to life. Then come with the challenge. Whoever wants to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, carry your cross daily, and follow me. The reason is, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for Jesus will save it. What good it is for someone to gain the whole world but lose himself or foresee himself. Whoever is ashamed of Jesus and his word, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he appears in the glory and in the glory of the Father and the glory of the angel. So this is the Jesus saying. There's a lot of good input and insights here. So we're going to approach the passage, right, as much as we could and hoping the Holy Spirit really leading us and talk to us and let us know what Jesus wants us to learn by heart for all of this teaching. So the first one we'll talk about, recognizing. Recognizing is very, very important. Who Jesus is. If you're starting born in the Christian family, the first question is, what did the parents say who Jesus is? But if you were not born in a Christian family, then probably you would say, who were the preacher and the teacher and the uncle and the auntie say Jesus is. There is there no personal connection or intercounting, but don't get me wrong. If you were one of those teacher, if you one of the brother or sister, if you one of those uncle or auntie, then how you express yourself, how you talking, how you acting, you are represent who Jesus is. If you really perform it well, correctly, to some extent, they were thinking about Jesus is very powerful, is very unique, because we are emphasizing his miracle power, his supreme, right, overcome the natures. So he is a real human being. And that would direct the person to get the knowledge saying, oh, Jesus is the superhuman being. But is that truly Jesus is? And gradually, right, from time to time, our Lord will come to ask us, how about you? Who do you think I am at this moment? Peter answered, it's a God Messiah. It's not only just a regular human being with the power on earth. He is the delegate, the one through the creation. God already set up this salvation plan. He is the Christ, the only solution. None beside him can lead to this salvation plan God has set up for us. So, I don't know how to interpret Messiah. How does the God's Messiah really mean to you? But they certainly have the different answer about this question. So it's going back to responding. Responding starts with very harsh word. Jesus warned them not to tell this to anyone. I don't know, during your pilgrim of the worship or religious life, is there some moment you feel like you're not really able, capable to do the good witness for God, for Jesus? And maybe that is exactly like Jesus saying this. It's not yet. It's not yet. If you now to say who I am, you are wrongly directed who I am. You are misrepresent who I am. And this is exactly what happened at that time. The people at that time thinking of Messiah is not really, really for all the people. They are very restricted on this particular interpretation. They're thinking about is a force. The force, right, can carry them out to do the military reform. The leader can lead the nation, right, to overthrow the power of the Roman Empire. So they can go in to restore all the glory belong to the old kingdom, like David or Solomon. They want to be the number one nation with a superpower dominating all the surrounding. So that's what I mean, right? God's Messiah. So is Jesus the Messiah to you? Is a power to elevate you So you can be so super, succeeding all the people around you, so you will be the greatest. Is this the Messiah mean to you? Then surprisingly, right, Jesus take a different angle, deliver what is the Messiah at that moment. A suffering one. A rejected one. The one will be killed. So it's going back to us. Even we recognize who Jesus is, but sometimes we make him suffer. Sometimes we reject him. And most of the time we hide in him and kill in him. We won't let him, right, to grow out of us, to shine the true light through us. And that's how difficult it is. But have the hope. Holy Spirit for every believer will overcome the problem. God will live through us. Positioning is very important after you got the right responding. Position always saying, where I am, where do I fit in? If I fit in that particular position, what kind of the obligation and the power do I have? And Jesus said this, right, in a very different way. You want to be my disciple? In the literally, the text is that if you want to after me. There's a three requirement here. You can treat as three requirement or you treat them as one. It's equivalent, parallel, but with a different stages. Number one, deny themselves. This is a contrast in the literacy. The start with comparison, you and the Jesus. Put them on the balance. Who is more weight? Is you, yourself, your own task, or is it Jesus himself? You put it on the weight. See the which side, right, going up. And next, he's asking you, right, not only just doing that for waiting, you also take the assignment. You do this daily. The cross is not a human glory. The cross indicates some sacrifice, a huge sacrifice, as a matter of fact. He also called for humble. Sometimes he also called about shame. Persecution, to some extent, and suffering. But most importantly, you do this, right, not just because you are willing. You have to follow the Jesus. You have to do as he leading us, instructed us to do. Crucifixion, the cross. You really have to know in the old self, the one really trouble you, already done by the cross, who already crucified, who already died, paid the price for our sin. If you don't truly grasp this concept, it's not good. Because since the day one, we are not truly ourselves. We have a lot of influence within struggle, naturally, and with the struggle and the temptation from the outside of the world. It doesn't matter how old are you. There are always some challenges from outside and coming within. and sin, the temptation, right, generally have the power to overcome us, seduce us. But through the death of Christ, this already been released. The sin, the power of the sin, already been unlocked. So, most important thing, are you truly no longer be the slave to it? Do you feel you have freedom to doing the right things? Transforming is very important. Sometimes the knowledge lock in our head. But life is not just about the knowledge. Life is about living. Living for what? Are you doing your own good? You try so good, right, to saving yourself. The gain there is saving or losing. And this is very contradicting saying Jesus said. If you read it literally, right, it's just like those difficult phrases, right, to interpret. How can you possible to save your life? You try so bad to save your life and you lose it. But you lose it, right? For Jesus, then you will save it. But the problem is, if you already lose it, how can you save it? It's not very easy. But if you look at the angle, don't put too much thought to it. Just thinking about you. You want so bad, right? To save your own self. Through you. The other is that you lose it up, you give up the right to the Jesus. Let him do the saving instead. So basically, it's going back to the same. Self or Jesus. Self or Jesus. And that apply to your living, apply to your soul, apply mentally, apply physically, apply spiritually. It's comprehensive. That's the life all about. So just we saying, you put on there. One end is self. One end is we talk about the good character of God. Then we put it on this, right? Which side is more weight on it? And you say you must greater or you must to be less. And the theme is there's a cross. And in the John Gospel, through the John the Baptist, this is the verse. He, meaning Jesus, must, a commanding, become greater and self become less. Is that easy? Most of the time, right? In serving of God, it's not easy at all. Sometimes it's not just because you know what you should do. You're able to do it accordingly. There are so many challenges and difficulties. Living a life is the same. Doesn't mean you express your love with grace, then people will appreciate and pick it up right away. Thinking about what we just read, Jesus came, did nothing wrong but offer the grace and salvation. But he still had to suffer. He still will be rejected. He still to be killed by all those leaders So this particular passage is really a challenge. We have to bear it in our head all the time. Jesus had to be greater. We ourselves will be lesser. And the key is very things, very true. So you fight. So you pursue. So you give 100% more to gain success of the world. You took the value system, right, through the education system by the world. And in the God's definition, yeah, you're going one direction. But the problem, you lose the other purpose. Why? God creating you. You lost yourself in the end. Have you ever seen anybody lost themselves? Going to gain the whole world? So arrogant? So self-prided? I don't think you don't need to remind. If you go in, if you look at me, I'm that kind of person. I try to gain the whole world in my own way. I try to push the ministry all the way through. Try to teach the kids, right? Get this meaning. Don't fool in around. Try to gain. Try to gain the world for God. But that's not the way to do it. God say, no. You don't have to gain the whole world for me. Because I own the world. I created the world for you. You don't have to gain it for me. Some people go into the ladder to climbing up through the step. I knew this mean because I've been there. I stood there. I climbed in there. At least through the ladder, I think I'm in the middle of it, almost reached the top. But that's God, right? Put this verse to me. What good it is. What good it is. We always say that if we sin, if we do something impossible, which really shameful. We always say it's just a human. We just human. It's a sinful nature, right, within me, the sin itself, right, dominating me. So I gratifying the craving of our flesh. We following the desire and the thought in the thinking, right? And we conform ourselves, right, to the world demanding. Doesn't matter where it comes from. We look at the lust of the flesh of the eye, seeking the pride of life. But this is exactly right, causing the fall of the mankind. Remember the creation, Genesis chapter 3, how the Eve and Adam got caught by this one. Eve, look at the fruit. Looking so good. And is benefited by eating it. And can open her eye and gain the wisdom, right, to be as knowledgeable, as smart as God. How sweet it is. So she ate it and then gave some to Adam, and he also added. So sometimes, right, gaining the world looks so good. When people come in and say, wow, incredible. What achievement it is. You are the number one. You are the greatest ever have. Remember that moment. But be careful about that. God say, be holy, be godly, because I'm holy. Who are we working for? Who are we belong to? Will make the whole difference. If you don't recognize who Jesus is, if you don't respond to it properly, if you don't position yourself in the right places, you will fall, for sure. We will fall, for sure. In the life, we always struggling. Even in the ministry, we are just human beings, just like we say. Which one is really gaining? Which one is losing? Is giving is gaining? Is serving is gaining? Is being the last gaining? Is being humble is gaining? Is being self-denial is gaining? Probably not. Most of us like to do this. We will receive more grace and love. We will like to be served. We will like to be first. We will like to be exalted, right? We are doing all this through our own hand. We're proud of our own achievement. But as a matter of fact, in the view of God, in the eyes of God, this are all losing to some extent. Because Jesus say very clear, I come to serve, not to be served. The one who wants to be the first will be the last. The one who humble himself will be exalted by God. And now we learn, self-denier is better than the self-seeking. So three comments. Do you truly believe in God's passage? How do you define a blessed life? The true meaning of your life. Do you think in right to give or to receive is more blessing? God defined very clearly. It's very challenging. It's a such passage, difficult, right, to attain the true meaning and carry it out. There's a lot of tasks, right, people will not do. There's a lot of tasks people will choose. But through this gaining and the losing, right, how will you make the decision? Concluding. Approved and ashamed. Jesus said, if you ashamed of him and his word, when he come again, right, will be also ashamed of them. The glory. Glory at now. Glory then. The Jesus and his word. Will be ashamed. It's kind of like confess. To living it out. For now and for the future. It's a choice. It's a fact. So challenge nowadays is, today is, deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. It's not easy. It's contradict all the world value. But that is what Jesus demanding us. It is a command. Deny ourselves is a done deal, always there. Taking up the cross and follow him is imperfect tense, meaning you have to do it daily, ongoing, and keep going on. I really among the mission team. I've been there once. It's a tough task. But I always thinking if they don't deny themselves, if they don't pick up the cross, if they don't follow the Jesus, then this mission trip will not happen. We don't know the result, because result is in the Jesus' hand. But we do know, if at one time, even a slight moment, we're willing to follow Jesus' command, put him above ourselves, carry the cross he assigned to us, and willing to follow him all the way through, then there will be the spiritual profit all about. You have to know Jesus in all different aspects. Recognize him. Responding to him. Position right, not yourself on the top. Willing to let the God to transform our life. And ending with a final gain. To be approved. A workman, a workwoman will not be ashamed of Jesus himself and his word. May God put his word deep inside us, let us rooting on them, and then live it out. Live it out. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this day and the days to come. Thank you for redeeming us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And let us able to remain in you, full of the grace and love. But do, please, encourage us and provide us enough strength to able to deny ourselves, carry our cross daily, and able to follow you very closely. Please sanctify us if we are deviate from this. Keep us safe and healthy, physically, mentally, and spiritually. All the end is for your glory. All the goal is to gain this spiritual profit. May your kingdom, your power, and your glory all truly belong to you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We will collect the offering right now. It's for proclaiming and preaching the kingdom's sake. If you're willing and you have ready, please offer it through the usher. Usher, please.